journalism. They photographed our party and the scene. The huge ship we arrived in. Furtively, she licks her lips.
What else could I do, comrade?
Revenir, he says in a thick German accent.
Welcome to our land.
Repeat. The huge ship, or in Esperanto, Shipo. Replacement of main thrust engines had taken place. She licks her lips, says something like an apology. How on earth did you find me? How did you find me on earth? They came ashore, escorted by someone in a green silk sari edged with gold thread. They came ashore, escorted by someone in a green silk sari edged with gold thread. They came ashore, escorted by someone in a green silk sari edged with gold thread. If something went wrong, no, I tell you, it's perfect. A perfect take. A summer suit, well pressed. The collar, the tie, the belt. Journalism. Mine is, by definition, the better angle. Cherie, come with me. Come, Cherie, you are riding. I have only the highest regard for you. There's nothing to do now but wait at the bar, the bar, the bar, the bar, the bar. Once I had formed my plan, life became easy again. I lived in a dream of revenge. Two times the yellow hammer tapped, an easy rhythm to follow, to reel off, to taste. Something, she didn't know what, reached out to her there in the empty house and led her to that loose brick above the chimney with a bit of crumbling plaster just below. Aghast, at last, from balcony to factory, a long, 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 long fall. Kept the images coming, though, like a pro. Journalism. Already the streets are murmuring, and shadows dip in the hollows between where the buildings stood. We were running. The roads were very crowded. We didn't know what was happening to us. It was dark. Voices were calling out names. Several faces appeared briefly. We didn't like what we saw. Things seemed pretty simple, though. A clear case of hand over hand. Two in the bush, stick in the mud. Take it or leave it. Dry as a bone, clean as a whistle. Send for the doctor, pick and choose. Right as rain, like a banshee. Pride and Prejudice, ticket to ride.
six of one, half a dozen of the other. You can't stand the heat. Get out of the kitchen. A friend in need is a friend indeed. Chunere mas okita deshnu kalipeta babetundo. Zaroti frau gorshadelat toki signaporiski. Tona jaruce palito, rispetta okai in lik joni fer ugola. A pava meha, ohe horti kas gulor, am te fleg, klatok, klatok, njinan, chita fek na ofi duk de reksa, au feltin el jata mahem. Purrek da kotarura Zame fel klepet ngaroz Nye lagito hainze kodnko Braikel, braikel Shlop shit denu har koltem Badrarat nimishne Kai lepti kipo Soloche me de la Ik kworo shiyana Lepi nunat Kalimati kovrai Ik kworo shende ti Krammas efe lokon Da minas dulska monti regge kofu kuliaiaia hamot. E chanuri. Ambo sumot ke bel fandrigoi kosta vedel ne nieta.
Marcos, the tale of town. Does the body wish to sleep? Do what it's told, if rocked back and forth for hours in a hot room.
But yeah,
it is spectacle, agony, track. Trace of early despair. On the sofa reef strewn with black pillows, this room lit by the next. In the same way as telling someone not to think of a white horse is sure to produce, however fleeting, an image of a white horse. Words flow in my brain, a white continuous hiss. But how can we talk when our languages intersect only briefly like highways crisscrossing a desert? The gas tanks talk binary, talk empty or full, in oases of meager comfort the value of patios, pools, solid doors overwhelms us, bound to our chairs, rain carves the atmosphere. Broken lines slant, then rise up with a blessing. Something like gratitude passes between us, powerful and elusive as electricity. When we return to our own worlds, we carry the scars of having been next to each other, and at the ends of our limbs, unrecognizable digits. No patience, too much pride, adjustments to collar, vocal cords, text. Crying for 24 years. The body knows less and less. Surely not a surprise with all the words at our disposal. Is there a happier type of person? More resistant to melancholy? That would itself be their gift. But the very person with the goods, the solution, might be unhappier, still might wish for a little less self in the potlatch where value is waste. It's been like this since the first orange, peeled and fragrant, lodged itself towards the back of the storehouse. The first rupture, the first fear of life, familiar as a snap in snapshot, later flooded by black pillows. There was a tiny apartment kept always in darkness, except for luminous cars that slid across one wall as light came in through a crack at the edge of the silvered paper that covered the kitchenette window. Didn't she love the great self-consciousness of Greek dancing? That it was as if, for oneself alone, but held, always, the limitless audience inside the skull. Relationship of the parts. Positions what counts, as Levi Strauss pointed out. Those black and white stones that oppressed my youth as churches, and shadows as physics and optical tricks, are ghost stones now, slate and shell, caresses for marking time, which is also a set of relationships, a game. The syntax, symbol of teeth. The mark by itself means nothing. Contingent, tangential, intense. The touchstone of obscenity is this. No feeling for the reality of the other. Never a stepping outside one's circle of defense with even the imagination. It got to the point where I couldn't make it up the hill anymore. The grinding of the sand beneath my shoes was unbearable. I felt as if I'd been poisoned by life. On those rare days when it lifted, I stared amazed at a changed world. If Adler had not been too late, if the bird had stayed in its cage, if the baby had not been ill. Passports, the blackmail of novelty, do it again. Talk about a way of writing that slants to the left to indicate reversal of the hemispheres and a medieval indifference and a way of making rhythm vanish at the point where it appears. Aesthetic excess. Heels Europeans or subverted tactics, strategy, release, return again, prodigal and incomplete, and narcissism fails you in the city. In the city. Thank you. the future. We sit in a cafe with a black and white tile floor, where all things are possible, if not likely, when that certain music with its enormous spaces, its banal repetition is playing. We sit in our chairs or walk, supported by these large squares, this plane. A young man with flowing hair, wearing a gown and a mind as cautious as summer breezes, listens to the woman talking to him. Her hair is cut as short as possible, cropped to the head, allowing the shape of the skull, the taut, glowing skin to display itself, while another woman moves, her bronze hair sculpted back from her face, nothing less than a hood ornament on some elegant pre-war packer. Persons of indeterminate sex with hennaed hair and dry, perfumed skins cross our canvas nonchalantly in costumes from various parts of the globe, art styles, periods of history, ancient and modern, lavish, eclectic, droll. Talk threads together this tapestry of skins and hair with stitches explicit as the ticking of a clock. Clean and effort-free, a belt conveys us forward into the future. But we've been caught unawares, this happens, sitting in what is now the past, which wavers before us, uncertain. The future now also marred with gaps of uncertainty. Was it those few arrhythmic notes sprinkled so carelessly into our midst like the seeding of a cloud which caused this fearful shadow to pass over our shining eyes and the skins that glowed a moment ago so gloriously? Pain begins to seep through the varnished masks of beauty and grace worn carelessly as expensive sweaters may be worn, to seep through education and knowledge even. The layers crack and peel. This happens at the end or repetition of a cycle. A groan and we realize the truth burns. An enormous bulb in an empty room sears our eyes, bleaches our bones. All is revealed, and the instant that follows, where all possibilities may be entertained, if not created, also fade. Note follows note into silence, their true abode, eternal and present. In a cafe with a black and white tiled floor, we are sitting supported by large squares, the plane where all things are possible, if not likely, when that certain music, with its assuring, banal repetitions, its enormous spaces, plays. Well, you can imagine the sort of reminiscing people do in places like this where rambling's a way of life. Thinking is done with the mouth, the shoulders, the eyes. Fragile hands lay tenuously on the bar. Any speech that might pass our lips must be fought tooth and nail. Collected, laid out in the form of a map on oak library table, of such small discarded objects, broken, lost, or flattened and dry like silvery paper disenfranchised in a rare book, abandoning substance to the ravages of time or inattention. The whole thing is neither smooth nor organized as you might wish. Hull, wall, shelf, table, floor. What for? Molding, chimney, step. Choice of hues, swiveling selection of tones found lying around. Imagine living out on the windswept prairie, moving from time to time, tracking animals. No one knows where to go without maps on the mesa, the sun an idea, feet that walk automatically. The surface is a library where I keep my ideas, ideally kept, such as which way to walk on the bluffs above oceans, or leap from reef to reef so as not to be lost anymore. Abandoned to the ravages of the automatic, that is, either struggle or give up and be happy. Simple as skin. Does that mean giving up the map? Must I give up the blessing too? A untruthful as the picture of a house that starts with A but ends by representing maybe its shadow, outline, silhouette. We live by illusions. Without them, we'd blow ourselves away even quicker. I told you the table holds the essential, and that I picture giving it up. Let's go to your place. Because it's one thing to feel very tired, to feel exhausted, and another to feel tense, ill at ease, anxious, your heart fluttering. But both of these at once, simultaneously, nervousness and great fatigue, this is special. We're not sure we can accept. Could we hold off just a little while until... Well, see, it isn't that it wouldn't be possible, really, except for some minor problems. But the combination is so... Once you admit the whole thing unravels, every perception realigns itself. It's magnetic disturbance. Something drags at the muscles, enforcing gravity. There's the desire for sleep, but tension drives the pulse across time and space too swiftly. Tiny electrical strings jerking out the obedience of oxygen and other fluid, deep disciplines that course through the porous stone of the body in a muffled conflict of need, need, need. With insomnia is watering the lawn. She makes an arc of the spray, curving it towards this tree, that one. All around her lie placid lawns, ready to soak up what is given. Delectable leafy heads yield to stroking and pulsate as bushes do in the dark. You can eat them in mouthfuls. Her arm swings. She spends many a cool, dark hour this way. In fact, it's a recurring business, this need for a garden. Although it is subtle, we like to pretend that it isn't. To write small increments big. Cool fogs of the city. Dry desert-like toast. Snappy changes of mountain air. Fragrant, the winds of the offshore islands, not to mention, too late, that oppressively low-ceilinged overcast of the Central Valley. They say there aren't any snowfalls here, and I suppose it's true. Heat waves revolve imperceptibly into rain, and who can tell where one leaves off and the next begins? Just as well. Wouldn't it astound you, my dear, if lightning, for instance, struck the magnolia tree by our window? If the gardenias out front wilted before our eyes, the dry hydrangeas bloomed too wetly, or the lemons by the fence turned too suddenly yellow? It's easy to do. Which moment is it? The bright lights or a sullen moon, really, than anything? Late conversation? Tender glance? The day in the mountains? The fact is, you don't know. Random access is dreary by turns and splendid. Remembering half the battle won, half lost, the fountain, the spouts, the tumbling water magnificently casual.
Portion of strut, so annulled, smashing snow, chardonnay, start a waste, I shall I waste our brussel to you,
can't help it.
What? With et, beach, scenic, scream, drifted, seven in heaven, monopoly, socio locking, no trouble, okay.
Does not tend to be see them straight from
hell measured. Some religion, relation, a religion name.
This is very consent. Yes, dance, sheep.
Metal, laughter, subpoena, leave them.
No
sympathy.
It even s'agit de question of pride. Alien government princess did war
to try power, deck towers was simply her system
thing. You believe it by taking cadets, press through four, tracing silver and clay, say hologram, sentences mainstreaming mentor. Splicey might buy an enigma, an animal, amulet.
With it, display whole dances of sepulchral charity and waxy fray advances chanting on domain.
Amico snello tu stai, would see my
merit truly soothing lies to stand berated operative in avalanche go gladly irritated and sorry hinting ground and partly pallid, partly honored shame alleviate
you.
Document urges amplitude instead of mild lightning. Further shock available,
plenty of all, plenty full. What we need, need that
monk. What we want is small, on firm. We call, calling actual animal,
amulet, antigen,
marina, la marina.
Procedure is choice and for possible seizure. We urge, we stir genetic gestures. Oh, animal free.
All free, free. Free.
Turn left, turn left. If they miss you, say please. Order to order must rise.
Crush that.
Order to order must rise. Which I trust
you not to take this better half suggested by my vanity that froze the micro jungle without cease.
Mute, suit, fashion, cap, navigation. What with?
Dear plaisir, the dust displaces. It does displace no zip, no catalog, no mute clue blooming in your face. Without a peer, the music. What is that?
Rounded hills, rich with cows' angular shapes, rock, flank, ridge, hoof, demand nothing. Walk in this pale orange bowl of silence or distant hum, and eat little bird cries stitching the evening air. They seem to weave flesh and bones into the texture of road, rocky and gray-green here. I stand like some animal gone astray. Tiny flowers dot the trail, like coral, like blood. Not wounds, but frames. Not flames, but eyes. Small screams of death, really, in each step. Small rushes of fear, lost. Not lost, the trails always meet. I've come here as much as anything for this. The sun, pooled like an egg yolk in this cup of hills, throws up its arms in a gesture of defeat and yellow blame. The mustard flowers do not taste of mustard, and the jets, although they pass invisibly above the clouds, demand a sacrifice like alien gods. Eat up this space the way photochemicals eat at the image as the icon eludes. Traveler's suitcase full of logic in a closet left behind. These endless lists cast in fragrance, interior regions dense. How old are we now? The question is, if you knew what day you'd die, calculation would be simple arithmetic, but over it hang mystery, destiny, and mischief. The bother of things unknown. Lift the wine glass where rich red histamines dance. Do you hear it speak of property and long apprenticeships? On the last day of your life, your instructions? Too little, too much, too much, too much, too little, too much. Elusive the balance sought by a Greek 2,226 years ago on a red-leafed afternoon lasted 17 minutes, give or take 10, then shifted again.
Braid it. Put it on the schedule. Red fan, red flag, you know, it was the kind of thing they did for reassurance. To remember what used to be fun. A voice somewhere was saying, you mean she just took off? With an echo on the end, so it repeats itself again. Took off. Off. Off.
Dab last of large bottle of lotion on tense grimace of mouth. A corner of mind floods with pain, reliving last August. The smell holds this memory gently aloft, then lets it subside. Proof of continued and varied existence. That number scribbled on a cocktail napkin. Save? A woman lives in a paper house. Not an origami construction, not a house of cards. Made of yesterday's headlines, features, and want ads, she edits carefully, using scissors and glue and keeping the edges straight. The things she concedes she can build with, the unremarked tears her down, brick by plank, eroding her cover, erasing her marks. The wind in the fluttering eaves whispers, speak or vanish, vanish, or speak. Cutting and pasting, framed by inky columns, sheltering under newsprint eaves, she goes on. Of course, it turns out to be difficult living this way. The forces of nature attack her abode day and night, night and day. In the backyards of stucco bungalows, at the edges of asphalt arteries, and thin strips alongside houses, the land spent itself between our interferences, in spite of being property. Between sitcoms, projects, tragedies, needs, whole cities went down like kneecaps popping. Literature slipping into delirium. Distinctions, priorities, plans eclipsed. Roaming the house all night, and because where we lived it was always hot, only epiphanies of brief duration were acknowledged. No one's attention could span the gaps. Archaic, like trying to personify evil. Eyeing some fragile remnant being delayed, a savory reshuffling of names I meant to add. Decay, of course, only the stitches slipped away. A roaring sound makes me turn around. The fingertips signal, Mayday, Mayday. They are small lost airplanes going down at sea. I did not choose this. It chose me. The sand is so hot our feet savor sensations of melting, something feet do not normally do. And a breeze flaps by, carrying the mercurial voices of children whose silver blood races at the edges of waves. Crash! Crash, crash! We look at each other, both near that age, almost too late to bear a child. We think we know this. These voices have certain effects. There are patterns to which we belong. And we mutely submit to the children's screams, the hot sand and the wind. Anything said would seem, by comparison, terribly trivial. It usually does. On the one hand, the incomparable comfort of eating, filling the mouth, lovely as baby pulling the soft milk, nipple, and skin of its mother into itself. The whole feeling mouth. On the other, outside in the cold, dark night, each decision lurks like a sentence awaiting its verb.